I volunteer for a group called Time's Up, and one of the things we advocate for is cycling. We actually started the day after the storm using bicycles to help with the disaster relief efforts. When they went to the Rockaways, they realized that that was a place that people couldn't get to because there was no way to get there by car, and the few cars that could get in, there was so much traffic that it was really hard to get the relief supplies that they needed for kids, diapers, food, just the essentials just to survive. And we thought, well, that seems like the best way that we could help is by bringing the bikes loaded with trailers. We had a bunch of trailers, bike trailers. So we went to the hub that they set up, Occupy Sandy, in Brooklyn, and we loaded up tons of supplies, I mean, a huge amount. And then we biked out to the Rockaways. We went to people's houses and dropped it off at certain points all around the Rockaways. The people there in the Rockaways were so thankful. You know, you wake up at, you know, pretty early and you're biking, you know, 20 miles and you get there and you don't know what your response is going to be. And we were riding, biking by, and they were all like waving and cheering us, and it was just really, it felt really good. And we wanted to have a model to show people what they could do to prevent more storms. And so that's why we used bikes, because we felt that the storm, you know, the increase in storms was to do with the pollution in the car, the fossil fuel that's used for driving. So it was not only that we were able to help the people, we were also able to be part of the solution with the bikes. We also brought the energy bikes, where you have human-powered bicycles. And we brought them also out to the Rockaways, and people were able to charge their phones. And, you know, they were so like, oh, this is fantastic, because there wasn't enough charging stations there. The hard part was when I went there, we went there a little bit later on, and for a rally that they had to let people know that the fact that the media had stopped covering them, that they were still hurting, that they were still, you know, it was cold, they didn't have heat, a lot of them didn't have heat. A lot of them were still suffering, so I went to a rally to get people aware that, you know, please don't forget us. I still think about those people in the Rockaways.